come one, come all, those short, those tall. There may be some clowning around, but get an earful, all in all. No need for waivers, no need for saviors. Don't be frightened, do not hide. Enter now and enjoy the ride. So step right up, those far and near. The attraction is set. It's Earful Fear.
Hi, welcome to the Earful Fear podcast. This is the podcast that talks about scary movies or movies trying to be scary. I'm Rick. Got Darren.
What's up?
Darren and Rick.
Yep.
Darren Rick, that slick Rick, that I don't know. I got nothing.
Don't make me.
I could never freestyle anything. I don't know how some of those rappers. I don't know how some of those rappers can freestyle like they do, man.
I know.
It has some ridiculous like vocabulary.
It almost made me wonder if it's not real freestyling. If it's the ahead of time, they've already just memorized a bunch of rhymes.
I think some of them have.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think some of them have.
And then they just pull them out. They act like they're...
Yeah, it's like something they just thought of off the top of their head. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're not freestyling today.
No.
We're not going to rap for you. We're going to talk about a movie. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We talk about horror movies here. They're like, fool, I'm not listening to you to rap freestyle. Just talk about a damn movie already. Actually,
maybe they will. I bet the viewership or
viewership. Yeah. Hey, do we have a viewership?
Yeah.
I bet sounds that shit, very fancy.
I bet that shit goes up.
Our viewership is
all of a sudden we get like 20 influx of like 20,000 additional.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, man! Geez, they're Ear for Fear folks, man. They just like pull out some freestyle rapping.
Yeah, dude, that would be actually cool. Yeah, we don't have 20,000, but it's all right. Yeah. We have some loyal listeners, and I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. So, we're gonna be chatting about a movie that I guess I recommended this one too.
You did.
I did. This one was on my radar for a while, and it just seemed kind of up my campy horror movie alley. But it's 2020's Slacks.
That is so stupid. Damn. Maybe you should do that again.
Let's do it again. Ready? Because we can. Slacks.
That one was better.
That
one was better, man. Yeah. Yeah, the first one was a trial run. Yeah, no, you nailed that one.
Yeah. So 2020 Slacks. Shit, dude. I remember I don't even know how I came across this movie. There was like this small influx of like kind of campy movies that had to do with like there was one called Bad Hair. I haven't seen it yet, but it's about like a wig or a weave, and it starts killing people.
Okay,
I haven't seen it. I want to see it. It's on my list to see. And then there was another one, I think it was called In Fabric, and I think that's about a killer dress. And I don't think it's supposed to. I haven't seen that one either. I don't think it's supposed to be funny. But Slacks seemed like, okay, this is going to be funny.
Yeah.
And this is going to be campy because you know, people who have listened to this know I love campy horror movies. And I'm okay with if you're not taking shit so serious and trying to, if you don't have an agenda that you're pushing on us and it's just about literally having fun, I'm all aboard. I was hoping that's what this was going to be, but it was not.
No.
This was an agenda.
Yeah.
And it got very political, and I...
Well, let me... So I'll go ahead and read the synopsis. We'll get the synopsis-y thing out of the way.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So basically, it's a possessed pair of jeans begins to kill the staff of a trendy clothing store. It's up to Libby, an idealistic young sales clerk, to stop its bloody rampage. And that... is all you need to know.
That's pretty
podcast
much,
over.
Pretty much over. Yep. Microphone, drop it.
Seriously.
I mean, I look at that and I'm like, okay, this can't be like, there can't be a bunch of messages here. It can't get political. Oh, it did.
I didn't see that coming, Rick. Honestly, like, you know, I thought I was going to go in to obviously a pretty dumb movie. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. You, I mean, it's just dumb. I mean, the whole premise of the movie is dumb.
That sounds now, goofy. Yeah.
Now, it's okay. I mean, if it is done in that campy way and it's just making it's making fun of itself and that whole thing, then it's fine. And I certainly didn't, because you know my stance on, I want to have a little bit. I go into these horror movies knowing, okay, like horror movie, how much story are you really going to get? But I want a little bit.
Yeah.
I want a little tiny bit. So I didn't, you know, something like this, it certainly didn't go into it like expecting any kind of story. I went into it expecting camp and expecting cheese.
Yeah, some humor.
Humor.
Like a lot of humor.
Make
like,
fun of itself.
Yeah.
Just kind of just ho-ho-ha fun, you know. And what we got was basically a political message wrapped in a
pair of jeans. Let's full spoilers. Hold on, folks, before we jump into this.
One, two, spoilers coming for you.
So I want, before we even start, I want to make sure, I want to put it out there that what the political statement is trying to say, we're not going to go into the weeds on that. That's not what this platform is about.
Yeah.
That's not what this podcast is about. We're not trying to talk politics. That's not what it is. We're trying to discuss horror movies, you know?
Yeah.
However, you know, it's hard not to talk about this movie without discussing the elephant in the room. And that was its massive political statement. So before we go into the weeds on this thing, for just for the audience listening, we're not judging or in any way, you know, looking down our nose at the political statement.
Oh, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Because that's not what it's about for us. Whatever somebody's political views are, or political views, we don't really care one way or the other. for me, personally, I don't like it when my entertainment gets permeated by a political message.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That is only what I'm discussing when it comes to the politics of this. I'm not discussing what the issues are.
Yeah.
Because that is a whole other topic, a whole other venue to discuss something like that.
Someone else can talk about that. That's not us.
I am simply raging against the fact anytime a political message or a leaning one way or the other is infused into my entertainment and then I'm force fed that.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I wasn't force fed. I mean, I willingly watched the movie, but
it was, I feel it was packaged. It was wrapped up and a bow was put on top of this thing, especially if you watch the trailer of what this movie was supposed to be. So you're like, okay, I can't take it serious. It's going to be goofy. It's a pair of pants that's killing. And that's okay. I'm fine with that. I knew what I was getting myself into when it came to that.
Yeah.
But then what we got was something completely different.
Totally.
And if I'm going to choose to sit down and watch a movie like this, I don't expect a lot. I expect just to kind of be fun and kind of dorky and it makes fun of itself. It's a parody on certain things. Maybe.
Yep.
That's what I thought we were going to get with this. And at first, like first part of the movie, I was starting to get that, even though I felt it was lacking the humor. Like there should be some funny shit happening. This is a pair of designer jeans that are killing fools. That should be funny.
It should.
And there should be some one-liners. Oh, I don't know what those one-liners are, dude.
Yeah.
But there should be those things. And it's not at all. Like,
nope.
It's too serious at a lot of areas here. And I'm just like, yeah, you lost me.
They were not trying to make fun of themselves.
No.
They were trying to be serious and trying to deliver essentially a political message. And that's what they were doing.
And see, that's where, if okay, so if you and I had never seen this and we see a trailer for this, mm-hmm. and it piqued my interest because of the type of horror movies I gravitate towards. So then you have me on board and then you dupe me.
Yeah.
And that's the problem I have. I'm not saying, again, like you said it earlier, it's not that I have a problem with the message. I agree.
No, completely.
I agree with it. Absolutely. Completely. But when I sit down from a long week of work and I want to just decompress and not have to think.
Yeah.
I want to just be entertained, enjoy it, have a good laugh, have some cool effects. I'm for it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Rick. Really, that's what it comes down to, man. If I want to read up on the politics of the day, I'm going to go to the appropriate places for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to willingly go to news sites and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And for that, when I said, I don't want my entertainment to shove that stuff down my throat. I just don't want it.
Yeah.
You know, it's dude. Okay. You remember all those years ago, man, another example of this, all those years ago, you remember we went to see a Disturbed concert?
Yes.
And you remember how it was like, it was postponed and postponed and postponed. It was like how many times that thing got postponed and then changed venues at least 2-3 times, mm-hmm. right? Until we finally, they come.
Yep.
And we're like, yeah, awesome. Half hour of that show was the lead singer carrying on about political stuff.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And I forgot about that until you brought it up. Yes.
That was, we'll call it, let's not even, maybe not a half hour, 20 minutes. Easily 20 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
20 minutes of that concert was spent monologuing about political stuff where that could have been, what, 4 or 5 songs?
Yes.
I didn't come here to listen to your rantings. No. See, I feel the same way about Roger Waters. You know, Pink Floyd is my favorite band, man. But these days, you know, I mean, I just saw a Waters concert. Mm-hmm. It was very political. And he makes it a point to say, if you're not into that, get the hell out now, because that's what I'm about. And okay, you go in there willing, it's fine, you know. But I hate that crap.
There's a platform for those things. Mm-hmm. You can do that in an interview that's separate from a movie or a concert, because I pay good money. And nowadays a concert is... Dude, I don't even know what you spent for those Waters tickets, but I'm sure that was some grip.
It was.
And the thing is, you want to hear music, man.
I just want to be entertained. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to hear all the other stuff. And we know there's certain artists and actors or whatever else that have a certain view, and that is their prerogative, but there's a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, and with the case of Waters, I mean, I can only go so far, because look, I know what his...
For sure.
His whole thing
I don't even know. I know his music and I know his stance, but I mean, not as much as you. And I could see that happening in a concert. So, yeah.
And I mean, and again, you know, he goes out of his way at the very beginning of the concert, before it even starts. He goes out of his way on screen to like throw this thing out where he's like, if you're expecting a Pink Floyd, you know, like, right. He's like, you know, you might want to go hit the bar, you know. Hey, I respect that. I mean, at least throwing it out there. Of course, you're throwing it out there after I've dumped for 100 and whatever, $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what now? Okay. So what are you telling me? You said, you're going to give me my money back? I don't agree, I went into it thinking one thing, that I'm just getting a bunch of cool ass, you know, Pink Floyd songs, right? And I spend that money, I pay for it, that money's now gone, I'm now in the venue, and then you throw that up on screen, and that's the first time I'm hearing it, that, oh, shoot, I'm not going to just get a bunch of songs, I'm going to get a political statement. You're telling me that now, well, are you going to give me my money back? Are you going to give me my money back so that I can go to the bar?
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, you're not going
to
do that.
You know the answer to that.
No, exactly. And so it's like, well, come on. You don't say that. You're throwing that out there just as a, I don't know.
You know what? That should be a situation where it's like you hop on a website to go buy the tickets and it's this big message that says this is what the concert's going to be like.
Yeah.
Then you have.
At least.
Yeah. They give you that opportunity. Yeah. Well, I can either buy the tickets or not. I know what to expect.
Yeah.
And that's on me.
Yeah. And so circle the plane back around because we kind of went off on a thing. That's what it's like for me. And that's what this movie did, is it pulled a Disturbed concert on me. It just, I don't want the politics. It's, you know, even if I do understand, Yeah. You know, what they were saying. And even if they're, you know, I agree, it's not about my agreement of it or disagreement of it. It's about at the end of a hard damn day where I know the how fucked up the world is, I don't need to see that in my entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's what really pisses me off about this.
Unless I know ahead of time I'm going into a film and I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's sure. Again, that's my decision, yeah, absolutely. But not in a... not in a campy, cheesy horror movie with killer pants.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so, yeah. So that's going to be kind of throughout the episode. We're not going to go down all these rabbit holes because they were doing, you know, anyone who's seen the movie, they know what we're talking about. The logo on the pants.
Oh.
People know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What it looked like.
Absolutely. And you better believe that was on purpose.
Oh, that was absolutely intent. Mm-hmm. You know, and then every time it killed a person, like it filled in red.
Red
and
line.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
But basically you have a company here, what is it? Canadian Cotton Clothiers.
Yes. Yeah.
So they have this,
they're building this whole brand that they're this, this company that, you know, it's all about conscientious working conditions.
Yes.
And like green and safe work, you know what I mean?
Oh, for
like
sure.
Sustainable. Yeah. This and
dude, but I think some of the posters was like, what didn't one say like believe?
Yeah,
and one I forget what the other one was, be you, or I don't even remember what it was. All of these messages throughout, and they're absolutely the opposite of what they're trying to convey.
Completely,
here.
They're just
all about money, man. Money,
douchey can not conglomerate, but just a douchey company that is the antithesis of their marketing. They're the complete opposite of their marketing.
Oh, for sure, man. When I loved when Libby, there's a part where she is so excited about working for this retail store.
I felt so bad for her because
it was like geeky, like, oh my God, I'm so excited here. Like,
it was like she treated the manager like he was some rock star that she met for the, you know, like she'd been like enamored with for years.
Yes.
You know,
and, definitely, man. And then I'm like thinking it's just a retail store that overcharges for a shirt. Like, she gets there and she's like wearing clothes from, but it's like it from a like, month ago.
Yeah, it was like a month.
What do they say? It's out of like style or out of season. And it was a month ago.
Yeah.
And so she has to go buy a shirt.
And then she doesn't even get the employee
Doesn't get the discount. The shirt was like $170. I'm like, really? $170 for a shirt. And I know, hey, man, I know there's people out there that pay it. Hey, that's if you can afford it, good for you.
And but they never actually say it, but I'm sure their employee discount was only like 1%.
I swore.
Or did they actually say it? Because brain cells died when I watched this movie.
There was a part in the movie where the manager Craig goes, well, how about I waive it and you get like your 50% discount? I'm thinking, I doubt they get 50% discount.
Because
I don't think any retail stores do that. They might do 20 or 30. They might do 20 or 30.
Yeah.
But of course they're charging you some absurd amount for a shirt.
Yeah, that costs them $4.
$4 to make, and they're charging you like $180, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But the the idea here is they're having a launch, right, of these jeans, super shapers.
Yeah, but it's like their Monday Madness. You know what I mean? You know, it's that like store thing that happens where you throw out like a Monday Madness.
Basically, to me, it reminded me of like Black Friday.
Yeah.
When someone opens up the doors and people basically like trample over people.
Yeah.
They don't care
to
get $5 off of an item, but you end up killing someone in the process,
right,
or you know, putting them in a coma.
Consumerism.
Because,
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of reminded me of. But I looked at some, like, I'm looking throughout this store and I'm like, It's literally plain shirts.
It is. There's nothing spectacular about anything at all.
Like, they're all like solid colors.
And it does make me wonder, though, if that was also sort of done intentionally.
Probably.
On the movie, you know what I mean? To sort of showcase how just ridiculous like consumerism is. Yeah. You know?
Probably.
Right? You know, it's like you market something well enough. And you can get the masses to believe it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, you can.
You know.
I mean, and I'll be honest, I've been a sucker for stuff like that along the way.
And when the reality is, it's just some solid blue shirt. It's no different than...
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I will say this, only because we're talking about it. I recently spent a little extra money on a t-shirt that I normally wouldn't have.
Okay.
But I really liked the logo. And you know me with art and stuff. And this shirt really just, I gravitated towards it. So I spent a little more than I normally would. But I will tell you this, Darren. The quality of the shirt, best t-shirt I've ever bought.
Okay.
So I'm buying good quality. Like,
what's the brand?
Like, should I say it?
Say it.
Psycho Bunny.
Oh, okay.
Now, anything.
I thought you were going to say like Lululemon or something.
No,
I was like,
no, I have not jumped on that bandwagon because I am not.
I got a pair of underwear. Lululemon underwear.
Yeah, I know. I'm not paying like $100 for a pair of drawers.
I'm just going to tell you right now.
They are pretty good.
Uh huh.
So this, like, I love the logo. God,
I didn't buy them, by the way. I'm just going to go a little disclosure.
And I feel like people are like, oh, you're talking about Psycho Bunny because they're a sponsor. We have no sponsors.
Oh, God, no.
Folks.
No.
We have no sponsors. No. I originally came across this clothing line a couple years ago, and I love the fact that you have like a bunny with like a skull in it. Dude, we're a horror podcast. You throw a skull in anything.
Sure.
And I love when people take like an animal and somehow incorporate it with something else. And I'm a sucker for shit like that. Yeah. So I busted out and I bought a t-shirt, but I'm telling you the quality of it was great, dude.
What'd that thing cost you?
I don't remember.
You know what? Yeah, you do.
I don't want to say.
Here, write it down and just.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell you after the episode. But again, if it was just a normal shirt for me, like I was like, damn, I spent that for that. It's great quality. Best, I would arguably say it's the best t-shirt I have in my closet, man.
Nice.
Like quality wise.
Okay.
So they're not skimping out here.
All right.
So, but not to say that this Canadian cotton clothiers is, what we see at the beginning of the movie, right, is it looks like it's India.
Yeah.
And they are, they're picking cotton from fields.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sign that says something. And it has
they said experimental.
Experimental.
So I didn't get this part. This is the part. I know what they were trying to do here. They're trying to like, what they're doing is like, okay, there's this. Okay, so there's all these various fields of cotton.
Yeah.
And there's one particular field that has a, basically it's a sign before you go into the field.
Yep.
And it says experimental lot 3 something something. So it's some experimental cotton. Like some science experiment cotton.
Dude, see, I would have been on board with that. If the result of these killer pants was some weird experiment, I'm on board with that.
Yeah. But that's
not what happens here.
No.
And we could talk about it in a little bit, I guess. And I'm fine with that, dude, because I've seen enough horror movies where they do experiments and shit goes south, and then a result is something weird and or goofy and funny or just...
Yeah, but Rick, actually, though, I actually think that is... So here, follow me on this.
Okay,
now, I know that we were talking about that in a minute, but I kind of feel like we need to...
Yeah, bring it up.
Okay. The Indian girl.
Yeah,
Kirat,
something like that. Hopefully we're not butchering that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we are. She was picking cotton.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes up to the hopper thing to throw the cotton in there, but then gets an article of her clothing caught in there and she ends up going in.
Yeah. And getting killed. Yeah.
So, my takeaway was that this experimental lot of cotton in this field,
okay,
maybe there was some sort of Supernatural type of? They never do explain what the experiments are. My takeaway was that it was some kind of genetically modified cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was what I initially was thinking, because we are talking about agriculture here.
Sure.
So I'm going, it's like GMO thing, or I don't know, some kind of that where they're going with that whole, it's like an experimental field of cotton, right? But I think what they were trying to do, which is the whole reason these genes ended up having a life, is that the cotton field got, I think when she died, her ghost or her spirit basically like permeated and went into the cotton, that experimental cotton, which was already scientifically created.
Yeah.
So then I think they're trying to go like, look, you don't know what this genetically modified shit's all about. You have no idea as a consumer, you have no idea what it's capable of sucking into itself or not. And in this case, it sucked in her fucking soul, whatever. Right. And then they went and made a pair of, well, a bunch of jeans, you know, these super shapers
out of that cotton.
Okay. Yeah. Which is what infused her soul into this thing.
Yeah.
Soul and made or her, ghost or whatever into it.
And made her pissed off and want to take revenge.
Yeah.
On kind of anyone and everyone that had that, I guess, was
associated with that.
Yeah, with the selling of these these genes.
I think that's what they were trying to say on that experimental field of cotton.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I think.
Because the idea that they were selling was these genes will, you know, you'll put them on whether you're 5 pounds overweight or 5 pounds underweight, and they will just kind of adapt to your body.
They'll contract if you're skinnier than the, that's why there's no sizes on them.
Yeah.
So you put them on, doesn't matter what your size is. If you're big or whatever, it's going to expand.
Yeah.
Right. To a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And if you are skinnier, it's going to contract.
Yeah, contract a little
that's
bit.
That's its whole that's the technology. Thing.
I yeah.
They don't really explain how that's possible. But.
Yeah, yeah. So you think it's more of like her soul or her spirit or was got into these genes? And
I think it got into the cotton.
To the cotton, and then they made the genes out of the cotton.
Correct.
And she was so, you know, pissed off by the fact that she died. And, you know, she took revenge on. Now, I will say this. This I had no issue with. The fact they were that the pair of jeans was killing all these douchebags. I was, because every single one of them, other than I would say maybe Libby and I don't know the pronunciation of her name. Was it Shruti or Shrudi or something?
I think probably Shruti. You could say Shruti, yeah.
Because I don't think she deserved to die.
No.
But
no,
everyone else, they were complete assholes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I had really no issues with them dying because they were dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, completely. Completely.
You know, but so these genes are going to be released the next day, these super shapers. So they're doing this lockdown where they get everything set up in the store. But there's this social media presence, Peyton Jewels. She's going to show up between 12 and 1. And the lockdown will be essentially the doors. And we'll unlock. She'll come in for an hour. She'll look around. Then she'll do a video to post to all her followers for this launch of these special genes. Now, in the meantime, the owner, the CEO or whatever, the developer of this Canadian cotton clothiers and this pair of jeans, Harold, comes to the store, makes a little speech, gives them a few free items, and then he leaves. Now, I think it was Barb. Was Barb the first to die when she went and basically stole a pair of jeans?
Went into the bathroom.
Yeah, went into the bathroom and
She's such, all in the stall.
Dude, she's all in the stall, and the damn jeans start tightening up on her so much where it literally, I would say, cuts her in half.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
But did you notice, like, throughout that, like, the jeans were actually, like, licking the pools of blood?
So this, like, so this is what I was trying to understand. I understand. This is going to sound, so people are going to listen to this and go, what the fuck, man? But okay, so you're pissed off. You're now your soul, your spirit is stuck in these jeans and you're pissed off.
Yeah.
And you're going to kill things, but are you going to drink the blood?
That's what I mean. They made it seem like it was some kind of demon jeans or something. That's like feeding thing. Off of them.
And but I'm okay. Dude, Darren, I am goofy or not. Hokey or not, I am on board with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like, sure. Like somehow the blood makes the gene stronger or more evil. Okay. I can buy that.
Sure.
I can buy that.
Yeah.
But then we find out that this spirit of this kid, and then it's like, is this kid is so mad that it's going to just kill them and suck the blood and then mop up the blood? I'm not buying.
No, that's why this fucking movie.
People are like, that's what you have a problem with.
That's what this fucking movie was a mess because of. Dude. Yeah. I mean.
Yes. Because, dude, like I said, man, I'm going to keep pounding this in. I am fine with a goofy movie about killer pants, especially if there's some sort of experiment. It went bad. The pair of jeans is going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. It's the other shit that, I can turn off my brain and I can just enjoy it for what it is because there are some cool kills that are happening in this movie. And go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. Just before I lose my train of thought.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
I thought coming out of the gate, I thought it was going to be this sort of like Back to the Future 2 kind of a slant on the article of clothing where, you know, like on Mart, you know, he had the vest that was like, he like hit a little button
and then it dried it,
you know, and it's all, your jacket dry, you know what I mean? Like that's what I thought it was. I thought the jeans were, they had some sort of tech in there.
Sure.
That was like attached to like an iPad or your phone or whatever. And it, you know, you could change it colors. You could do various things, whatever. But maybe it was AI. I was thinking maybe there was going to be some AI slant to it. Maybe they implemented AI. On board
with
it.
All of that. What you're
saying. Yeah. Yep. You know what I mean? And then the technology, the AI technology turned.
Takes over, man.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
It's all like,
I thought it'd been a better movie if it was like
that. I think it would have been a better movie because I could absolutely see that happening.
Yeah.
It goes haywire. It doesn't work like the way it's supposed to.
And AI is a huge thing right now.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What was in, like in Terminator? What was the, when they take over and then they, you know, Cyberdyne.
Oh, Cyberdyne.
Like Cyberdyne. Right. Dude, it's like Cyberdyne and it takes over and it starts fucking killing people who wear the pants.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's goofy, but I could see I'm not saying it's possible, but it's more believable than this other thing.
Yeah. I mean.
The ghost of a, you know, of a child that, you know, I just don't.
But herein lies the issue, though, and it just makes me wonder. And I wish I was a fly on the wall in the conference room when they were all around the room trying to brainstorm
this idea,
like to flesh out this movie. Because okay, if they went down the rabbit hole of AI and that whole thing, well, if it simply is just technology that's woven into the fabric of the genes that has gone sideways, the AI algorithms, whatever, went sideways, right? Okay, well, what then is making it actually move on its own? There has to be some sort of technology woven into the genes, into the pants to do that. Well, what is that? Which is why I think ultimately probably the writers were like, well, how are we going to even bake that in? Are there gyros in the fucking jeans that are, you know, I mean, is there, what is it? And I think that's why they probably
went
to the whole like, oh, it's a spirit that it's just like a ghost that's controlling. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to problem solve.
Well, yeah, because I mean, because how are, if you don't go that ghost or spirit route, what do you have to have in those pants to make it move like that? That would be the most uncomfortable pair of jeans ever.
It would.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sorry. I mean, they didn't preface the movie ahead of time that it was somehow in the future. Like it's not 50 years into the future and they have that kind of technology.
Yeah.
No. Right. This is just nowadays times,
yeah,
right?
I mean, nowadays,
so there's no technology that exists that's woven into the genes that's going to make it be able to move if things went, you know, AI went sideways or I don't know. I don't know, dude. So they had to. Had to infuse it with some kind of ghost thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Even the ghost route, I think it's just the other stuff on how it became a ghost is what I think we both have an issue
with. Oh, for sure.
Because, like, we say this all the time. I can suspend belief, especially when it comes to a horror movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Ghost inside of a pair of jeans. The thing is, I would have... Okay. This is going to sound stupid. Okay. Let's say... I don't know. Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario here. I'm going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole here. Let's say...
Ooh, is it going to be a random rant?
No. Should I? No, not a random rant.
All right.
Should I do a random rant? Okay, hold on. Let's do a random rant.
Random rant.
How about this? This is what they should have sold. Okay? Cottonfield, right?
Okay, all right.
Workers, they're minding their old business. Someone comes through. It's someone that the police are after, right?
Okay.
They shoot him.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He falls into the thing and dies.
Okay.
They make these jeans and now he's killing because he doesn't know any better because he's some serial killer or some bad guy. Yeah,
I like that.
Boom.
There it is.
That's where it should have been.
That's
I don't know if that's a rant, but that's where this should
have. That's a rant.
That's where this should have gone
down. It's not a random one, but it's a rant.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where this should have gone, man.
That is, it is.
Then, you know,
it's
taken the characteristics of this shitty person who's died and now he's killing because that's all he knows.
That's all he knows. Yep.
That's there you go. That's what this movie should have been.
Yeah.
Slacks 2. With an extra X on the end.
The sequel.
Well, there's 32 X's on the end.
That was a funny joke. You need to laugh at that joke.
Oh, that was pretty good. The sequel. That's actually pretty good. I like that. Oh shit. Dude, that's their... we've already given them the second movie and a tagline.
Totally.
If that happens, then money better come our way.
Yeah. Better give some royalty.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Copyright. Copyright. Fear. So Barb gets sawed in half. Then it's, I think it's Hunter, right? She goes into the bathroom, doesn't see Barb because she's Craig has tasked Hunter to go find Barb, remember, and Hunter goes in, sees the jeans just sitting on the stall because the pair of pants is cleaned up.
Right.
And then the pants go crazy, and then she gets impaled on, it looks like a coat rack or something. I don't know, And then so Hunter and Barb are dead, and then Craig is freaking out here, so he asks Libby to go find them. And then finds Barb.
Oh, wait. That's because all the other, like, the workers are in their own ecospheres. Oh, well, they can't leave their ecospheres, but we'll get the new girl.
Get the new girl to do it.
Yeah.
And so she goes in and sees hair hanging out of one of the, it looks like it's underneath the sink.
Yeah, isn't she sort of cut in half?
Yes, literally cut in half and the hair is hanging out. Craig comes in and it's like, he doesn't even care.
Oh, he's just...
Well, this is going to mess up my chance of getting the district manager's position or whatever it is.
Yeah, he's right. This sucks.
Somehow talks Libby into not calling the police. I'm like, Libby,
that's because she's still starstruck by this dude.
I guess. Like,
I mean, you know, I don't know, you know.
I guess. The guy's a total douchebag. He is. Literally every one of them, other than Libby and, like I said, Shruti, are douchebags.
Yeah.
Like, they all kind of deserve to die. This sounds mean. But yeah.
No, they do.
They kind of do, right?
In the context of this movie. And we're not talking real life here.
When does... Okay, so I'm trying to remember when Lord dies. He's the... Okay, I think... Does Peyton show up? Peyton Jules shows up, right? Damn it. I'm trying to remember the sequence of events here.
I do remember that he's like in one of the back room.
Yeah, he's in the stock room.
Stock room. Yeah.
And then I think he goes, because it seems, okay, this is, the pants seem to mesmerize or take them over, like it's some sort of powers the pants has.
The little logo, does a thing. That's right. I do remember that.
It like takes it. It somehow takes them over, and they're like, "Oh my god, I gotta put the pants on."
Yes, that's right. Now, doesn't it eat? Eats his hand.
Oh yeah. So it basically. Okay.
Oh wait. So the zipper. Finger. It starts with his finger.
Yeah. The zipper goes wacky. It literally takes off his finger.
Right.
And then he goes to do something, and it rips off his hand.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with all this, Darren. Like, this is goofy to me. This is what I thought I was getting with this movie.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of blood. I'm on board.
Dude, here's what's really funny. And I mean, it's not. Well, it is funny. I just saw it. I cracked up laughing.
Yeah.
When his finger got taken off, of course, he reacts like, you know. And then when his hand gets chewed off, then he ramps up his like screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when his other hand gets
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. But then what happens? Does it just kind of because it puts him in that box, right?
Well, it goes after remember?
Right. It gets his neck essentially kind of dismembers him.
Yeah, amazing.
But now in the meantime, okay, so that Peyton Jules shows up, right? This total
like a YouTube influencer.
So yeah. She shows up and
entitled.
Yes, entitled for sure. And so they go to film this little sequence talking about the jeans, and the jeans wraps around her neck.
Yeah, and like hangs her.
I was like, good for you, jeans.
Yeah, I don't understand the physics of that, but whatever.
Whatever, man. And so she dies, and then literally the pants goes nuts to the rest of the store and kills all of them, and then hides the bodies in like a storeroom.
Something.
I think it was a storeroom.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, man. I guess, again, we suspend belief that the pants are, it can suck up all the blood. It can move bodies.
It was so funny on some of the scenes how it showed like the actual pants is like the mouth.
Yes.
And then it lifted up like the two pockets, back pockets, and they were like eyes.
But Darren, that is the shit I loved in this movie.
Yeah.
Now there's not a lot of stuff that I liked in this movie, but I liked that because it's fun and it's goofy and all those things.
Dude, every time there was a scene that showed the face, I just busted out.
Oh, laughing. Dude, I was cracking up.
Yeah.
The thing is, man, there are some things in this movie that aren't bad. Yeah. Like, there's some fun stuff.
You take away the politics and you take that away, and then you have the movie be very consciously aware of itself and not just make fun of things and just the whole thing. That you got yourself just a mindless entertainment.
That's what this should have been.
Yep.
There should have been some cool one-liners.
Yeah, like Sharknado.
Yeah, like just goofy shit that does not take itself serious.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like there could have been that, and it just wasn't. I mean, you got the manager Craig trying to hide everything.
Yeah.
Thinking like this isn't somehow gonna come to light, like no one's gonna find out with all these people disappearing, and I'm like, I don't get it, dude. You know, and you got the real kind of a-holy corporate gal, Gemma.
Oh yeah.
She ends up dying. Like I said, man, like every one of them, like you don't really have an issue with at all.
No.
Like,
Not at all.
But there's there's the scene where Craig knows the pants are alive and are killing, but Gemma doesn't. And they go into his office.
It's because he saw the footage.
No, he knows. Oh, it doesn't even need the. He already knows this is happening, right? But Gemma doesn't. And then they go into his office, and then she basically says, "You know, you're not going to get that position because you know."
That's right.
Basically,
that's right.
Talks yeah. down to okay, him.
That was the what was that? Is that like a corporate higher up than him, or was it like
yeah?
A,
I think so.
Just I don't another know if, manager.
I don't know if it was to me. I got that she had this other position. But knew that he was never going to get it, or maybe she was going for it. It was never really
that
explained.
That was what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he has this opportunity to say, look, no, stay inside. The pants are out there. They're going to kill you. But he's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
So he lets her go outside and she gets killed by the pants.
Yeah. I forgot about that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was, I don't know. I keep reiterating this. Like, I didn't have an issue with any of them dying. They were all assholes.
I didn't have a problem not one of them dying, including Libby, although she was the nicest one of the
She
bunch.
Was the, okay. The most naive and
sure. Yeah. But, you know, and then Shrewdy would be second for me. But I was so not invested in these characters. I could give a crap, dude.
Yeah. Libby too. Like, I mean, obviously she's supposed to be the final girl and we're supposed to care. But yeah, I really didn't. Like, I felt bad at the end when she did die, but it had nothing to do with the pants killing her. Mm-hmm. You could say it had to do with, as a whole, of consumerism and people going nuts over a pair of pants or anything else. I mean,
so, okay. Well, one little part I sort of had a little bit of an issue with. And again, I don't know, man. Maybe you could talk me off this ledge and go like, no, that's plausible.
Yeah.
When she's trying to hold the doors back, right?
Yeah.
And, okay. And then everybody kind of comes in and she gets a little trampled, right? I watched it, man. I mean, she just fell on the floor, got a little trampled, whatever. But the amount of blood coming out of there
Yeah, so, dude, I watched it last night. She hit her head hard on the ground.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When they came through and pushed her aside, that force, she came down, dude, and hit that floor hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't. I don't know. Did I blink? I don't know, man.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, so she died. Okay, so I guess let's go back just a little bit because Craig is trying to hide everything.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He ends up killing Shrewdy with that piece of metal into her chest. I actually thought she was going to survive this, dude.
But you remember the I'm sorry, we can't gloss over that.
Oh, whoa.
You know when Shrewdy's like, you know, she's listening to the Bollywood music.
Yeah,
and
the pants are like groove
all,
on.
They're all getting its groove on.
It was goofy.
That was dumb.
It was kind of goofy, man. Like, yeah, I out of everything I probably had a problem with, that was a kind of yeah. Like, in the scheme of things, is the pants gonna dance?
Seriously, dude.
I don't know.
Seriously. And it was like, oh, she's, you know, a fellow Indian woman, so therefore I'm cool with her.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got with that.
Well, I think that's exactly
what they were going for. Yeah, because I think she was speaking to her like Hindi. Yeah. And you know, there was some you know, communication that way because the ghost of, you know, the genes, basically at some point Kirat, the ghost of Kirat, who's in the genes, grabs like a mannequin and then you know, and it has a shirt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And puts the jeans on the mannequin on, that it can, I don't know, be a person.
And then the way it's communicating with Libby and Shrewdy is by a drawing on the wall in...
Using like a severed... Probably...
I think it was Gemma's arm.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think it was Gemma's arm
and I thought it was Lord's hand.
You know, yeah. And again, I'm okay with that stuff, but it's obviously the message behind it all. Is where kind of we draw the line with it. And so, but Craig ends up killing Shrewdy, And then chokes out Libby.
Yeah.
Like chokes her out and then all the pants because of this. So, okay. Were all the pairs of pants Kirat? It's just they were all kind of divided into different pairs.
Well, I mean, if we go off of this idea that her ghost or her spirit or whatever just permeated that entire experimental cotton field, then basically whatever the cotton was that made all of the genes, there's going to be all of them are going to be infused with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then they attack Craig and basically eat him alive, right? Eat
yeah.
him until he's like just some bones.
Yeah, that's hilarious, dude. I think his eyeballs were still in there.
Yeah, I think he had some eyeballs.
Yeah, he kind of looked like They Live.
Yeah, they They Live. Yeah. But they all go out to, so all the pairs of pants go out to the showroom and Libby's, you know, it's basically opening time, right? It's for Monday Madness yeah. and she's trying to stop everyone from coming in to buy the jeans and dying. And yeah, they trample her. She ends up dying.
Yeah.
She ends up dying and then all the customers get massacred, dude. Massacred in this thing. We're all laughing at the fact that they get massacred, but it's
kind of funny. No, they don't show it on screen, but that would have been awesome, dude. If it was like a Kill Bill scene, in that restaurant.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. Yeah. It would have been awesome.
But I mean, it's implied, right? Because blood's hitting the walls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, those genes massacred those people.
But that's slacks. That slacks.
Yeah, yeah man.
Hey, we saw it. Don't need to revisit it.
No. And again, I want to just reiterate, we're not raging against what that political message was. We are raging against the fact that they showcased it as one thing and then
exactly.
And then yeah, and exactly. It's like we just don't want that in our entertainment.
Yes, agreed. Yep. Yeah, thanks for reiterating that. Yep. I think everyone who has listened to us knows that that's not what we're about.
Yeah.
If you listen to enough episodes, we don't do that, man.
Yeah.
We talk horror movies. That's that's what we do here.
Yep. I mean, I guess, you know, you throw all that aside, you know, if you're able to.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, it's funny.
There's some stuff that's like the kills are cool. Some of the effects.
I wouldn't say the kills are like groundbreaking.
Oh, not at all.
The only thing groundbreaking. The only thing unique about it, the kills, is that it's coming from a pair of jeans,
man. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hilarious. Like how they're like, they show like the CC footage, you know, through the stockroom hallways or whatever in the back. You know?
Oh yeah.
The jeans are all like
it's crawling. All moving. Like, yeah, but see, those are the little scenes, bits and pieces of the movies that I appreciate and like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought the whole movie was gonna be, that. Yeah. If it would have been that, I probably would have liked it a lot more.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I didn't hate it. Let me be very clear. I have seen worse. I didn't hate this movie. I just don't see myself revisiting it.
Yeah.
And I would say if someone listens to it and hasn't seen this, give it a shot. You might like it more than us. I just wanted more. I wanted more campy and funny shit happening. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah. For me, it was just eye rolling. Like, I don't mean like certainly the parts that I laughed out loud at, or that was all fine. I just, you know, like we were talking about just kind of the way it was marketed and what it actually is.
Yeah.
My ultimate walk away, thinking on it was literal eye roll. I literally was just kind of like,
yeah, okay. Kind of, sort of, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, I'll never watch this movie again, dude.
I wouldn't revisit this.
There's nothing to watch.
No, there's not.
Rick, I mean, yeah, right?
There's not. No, there really nothing, isn't, dude. Yeah. We've seen it. We know what it is. Let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, there's no backstory that rooted in any sort of mystery or
nothing.
You know what I mean? Like you could take like a ghost. Well, you could take like a traditional ghost movie or like Exorcist or something, you know, there is like there's an underlying mysterious component to it, you know, that, you know, talks about, you know, God and the devil. And, yeah. and then there's all of that, you know, right? That kind of stuff is worth going back to.
Oh, sure.
But this...
There's way more depth to it.
Yeah.
There is... This is shallow as can be.
There's, like, there's religious history in something like that.
Sure.
And there's... Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start talking about horror movies of serial killers or whatever. There's the whole serial killer mythos, right?
Sure.
And there's, yeah. there's stuff that you can... There's a reason to go back to those. Yeah. This has none of that. The only reason you'd ever go back... Well, in my opinion, you'd ever go back to it is if, I don't know, you were... on edibles and you, there was nothing else to watch. You were like, oh, yeah, I want to pull a pair of jeans, like, you know, murdering.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, you're right.
Anyways.
I don't see myself ever seeing this again.
No.
You know. Yeah. That slacks. That slacks, folks. Watch it. Don't watch it.
You should do it one more time.
Oh, hold on a second. Ready? Slacks. We're having way too much fun with
that.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
That's good.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you stuck around to listen to us rant, oh, shit, and talk about a killer pair of pants.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, thanks for coming out, man. Appreciate
it. For sure.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Everyone, take care.
You listened all the way to the end. We appreciate that. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Ear for Fear Podcast, Twitter at Ear for Fear, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Ear for Fear Podcast. You can also check out our website, earforfear.com. There we list news and events. We're available on all the main platforms, so make sure you tell a friend. We hope you come back and get an earful.